It's Tuesday, December 8th, 2009, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville. Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is your normal daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal's staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about our show at our website, stash.normal.org. and continue the education and conversation on our blog as well. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. The podcasting and blogging technology for the Normal Daily Audio Stash is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. For your professional web design needs, visit redaphid.com. Good day, Stashers, and welcome to the podcast. Just want to remind you that we are going to have a live show on Thursday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. We're calling it New Year's Eve Coast to Coast. We're starting at midnight Eastern time and going till midnight Pacific time so we can celebrate the new year in all four continental U.S. time zones. Part of that show is going to be the announcement of the 2009 Stashy Award winners. These are the awards for the people and the stories that were the best and worst of 2009. You can make your nominations at our Stash blog at stash.normal.org. The post is pinned to the top of the page. Just go to the comments and add your nominations. Also want to let you know that I will be participating in the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards this weekend, Saturday, December 12th here in Portland, Oregon, and I'll be making my presentation on the zeitgeist of legalization. This is a presentation I made at the National Normal Conference, and lots of people have been hitting me up wanting a videotape of that performance. Haven't been able to find anyone with a video from San Francisco, so we're going to make one here in Portland when I make the presentation this Saturday, and we'll have it online on the Daily Audio Stash the following week. So check it out, the zeitgeist of legalization. Also, I wanted to make a personal note about a post that I've had up for quite a while about the bust of Dana Beal and two others in the state of Nebraska. This has generated a lot of comments, some from Mr. Beal and a couple from the two men he was arrested with in Nebraska. And I just want to make one thing perfectly clear. I'm not upset about people that are trafficking weed or selling weed or buying weed. What I'm upset about is getting caught with it. I've always said, if you want to be a smuggler, be a smuggler. If you want to be an activist, be an activist. But don't try to combine the two. They have completely different job requirements. Smugglers should be nondescript, out of the public eye, and you should never, ever have any inkling that they're involved with marijuana. Whereas if you're an activist, you should be very public. You should be very well known for marijuana. Seems to me the two things don't quite go together. And furthermore, what's so upsetting about this case is that as a member of the marijuana media and a defender of medical marijuana and a lobbyist for medical marijuana in the states that don't have it, a bust like this makes our job damn near impossible. One of the things we hear time and time again from legislators in states like Pennsylvania or Minnesota or New Jersey is A, they don't want their state to turn out like California, and B, medical marijuana is a ruse for those who would like to deal weed on the black market and a way of hiding large marijuana grows and large marijuana trafficking under the ruse of medical marijuana. So, when a very high-profile activist who defends medical marijuana and talks about medical marijuana in California one weekend is then busted with 150 pounds of it in Nebraska the next week, well, again, it's a very, very hard case to defend in the court of public opinion. I'm all for smuggling. I'm all for people getting their medical marijuana. Just don't get caught. All right, coming up on your daily audio stash, we're going to begin with your cannabis community calendar and then a look at our hemp headlines, beginning with a look at the Mexican drug war and how the Mexican drug gangs are recruiting teenagers to do the dirty work for them. We go north to Alaska to look at the past three-time winner of the Iditarod, who has just come out as being a marijuana smoker, not only on his private time, but during the Iditarod racing. And our good friend Mr. Spoff from The Stash has authored up some Reefer Madness by a gentleman named Don Polson, and I'll be tackling that at the end of the headlines. Our Daily Toker Tunes today are brought to you by Sarah Kant Photography and GirlsForGanja.com. It's Electric Tuesday, and Sarah brings us a new song called Remember to Breathe by Megan Kramer. And on Tuesday, we always present the podcast within a podcast, the California Marijuana Report, brought to you by Eric Brenner. All that and more coming up on your normal daily audio stash.
Well, I smoked some marijuana with some people I like, just like everybody does from the East Coast to the West. I didn't even notice the cop on the bike, didn't know I was about to be the 20 millionth marijuana arrest. Should have fought for marijuana law reform, should have gone to the web and typed in Norm. Norm to the L.org, normal drop the A.org, baby.
National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
Roll me something fat and long, pack me a bowl, or fill me a bong. It only comes twice a day, but I don't care. It's 420 somewhere.
It's time for your cannabis community calendar, available online at normal.org/calendar. To get your events added to the calendar, send me an email with the subject calendar request to stash@normal.org. On Wednesday, December 9th, Ohio Normal will have their open meeting online via Pal Talk. On Saturday, December 12th, the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards take place at the Portland Events Center in Portland, Oregon. The Houghton Lake THCF Clinic will be screening East Bay Lodge residents in Michigan. For more information, check out info@eastbaylodge.com. Macon County Normal in Michigan will be having their holiday meeting at the Jet Buffet in Clinton Township. And Normal of Waco, Texas will be having their monthly meeting at Smoke and Rays in Waco, Texas with a guest speaker from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Also on Saturday night, Normal Show Live is on the air at live.normal.org with our special look at Normal Women. On Sunday, December 13th, Macomb Oakland County Compassion Club is having their party in Livonia, Michigan. You must be a Michigan medical marijuana cardholder to attend. For more information on all of these events, including websites, phone numbers, email addresses, maps, and other contact information, check out the Normal Cannabis Community Calendar at norml.org/calendar.
From Washington, D.C., the belly of the anti-marijuana beast, season's greetings from Normal staff and the board of directors to you and yours. This is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of Normal and the Normal Foundation, and I sincerely hope your holidays are both safe and hemp-filled.
Hi, this is Normal Founder and Legal Counsel Keith Strop, wishing you a happy holiday from Normal. Let's use this time with family and friends to rededicate ourselves to ending marijuana prohibition and stopping the arrest of responsible marijuana smokers. Happy holidays.
Now it's time to take a look at the latest stories about marijuana from news organizations across America and around the world in our normal daily audio stash, Hemp Headlines. Mexican drug gangs recruiting teens along the border. from My San Antonio, Brownsville, Texas. The Texas Department of Public Safety last month warned parents of Mexican gang recruitment, and the Border Patrol is continuing a scare and awe campaign, highlighting the risks, including torture and death, of cartel employment that seems to promise street status and easy money. Laredo police have caught youths as young as 13 in cars full of marijuana, still wet from the riverbank. And the geography of the city is obvious enough to know where the marijuana in that amount is coming from. Customs and Border Protection officers in El Paso last March stopped 8 juvenile drug smugglers, 5 of them U.S. citizens, with a total of 388 pounds of marijuana and 4.8 pounds of cocaine, prompting a news release warning that, quote, traffickers will employ any and all types of people in their drug smuggling attempts, end quote. Since there's no youth offender program in the federal courts, a 16-year-old caught trying to bring 200 pounds of marijuana over an international bridge will likely wind up in the state's juvenile system, among thousands of cases heard each year by his county's state district judges. Most records will be sealed. Hey, young teen, likely black or Latino, has your mother or father been laid off recently? Do you need some money to help your family pay the bills in this economic downturn? If you're lucky, maybe you can get a job at a fast food joint paying minimum wage. Maybe you can get some backbreaking field work. Or maybe you can move a little product and make 20 times the money doing one-fifth of the work of either of those jobs. What do you think the border teen is going to choose? It's a win-win for everyone involved. The teenager makes big, quick money and keeps the bills paid for the family. The drug gangs get cheap labor to do the job that has the highest arrest risk and lowest correctional expense. You know who doesn't hire American teenagers to transport and sell their products? Beer, wine, and liquor manufacturers. 3-time Iditarod sled dog champion used marijuana during the 1,100-mile Alaskan race. From the blog, Oh My Dog. 3-time Iditarod champion Lance Mackey may have to mush without marijuana in next year's race. Iditarod Trail Committee officials have announced plans to test mushers for drugs and alcohol in March. Officials haven't decided who will get tested or when, where, and how it will be done. Quote, it might be random, it might be a group of mushers at a specific checkpoint, end quote, said Stan Hooley, executive director of the committee. Alaska law allows for personal possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana, provided the use occurs at home. In addition, Mackey, as a throat cancer survivor, has a medical marijuana card that entitles him to use the drug legally for medical purposes. Mackey admits marijuana helped him stay awake and focus through the 1,100-mile race, but he insists it doesn't give him an edge. Quote, it isn't the reason I've won 3 years in a row, Mackey told the Anchorage Daily News. I think it's a little bit ridiculous, he said of the new policy. It is a dog race, not a human race. It doesn't affect the outcome of the race, end quote. Now, wait just a minute, Mr. Mackey. It is vitally important that we ensure that the 175-pound human deadweight being towed by these dogs isn't impaired by marijuana. What kind of message do you want to send to the puppies? You want the little husky puppies thinking that it's okay to drag a stoned human across barren ice and snow in the wind and sub-zero temperatures for a distance equal to Milwaukee to Tampa? Think about the puppies. My God, what about the puppies? Oh, man. What valid reason could there be for drug testing a dog sled musher for pot, aside from the moral angle? Marijuana use isn't putting the athlete at risk of injury, like they'd argue for mixed martial arts. Marijuana use isn't giving the athlete an unfair advantage, like they might argue for the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest. Marijuana isn't even a factor for creativity, like they might argue for dancers, or fearlessness, like they might argue for snowboarding. This is a guy standing on a sled for days in the cold. The only way marijuana may be helping is in alleviating boredom. Maybe that's it. Like the pro golfers insist riding in a golf cart takes away the walking that's part of the sport, maybe the weed takes away the boredom that is integral to the Iditarod.
Marijuana is an addictive drug which produces in its users insanity, criminality, and death.
Marijuana is the most violence-causing drug in the history of mankind.
If the hideous monster Frankenstein came face to face with the monster of marijuana, he would drop dead from fright.
Says marijuana prohibition is best for the children. Analysis by Mr. Spoff from the Red Bluff Daily News.
Following up on last week's The Way I See It column, with real-life lessons on the pot and med pot controversy, I read online comments and some emailed thoughts from readers. The good? Some were supportive and appreciative of my strong positions based on logic and experience in the user culture from decades ago. Also good, sincere and well thought out opinion from reasonable folks pointing out serious arguments for legalization, regulation, taxation of, and adaptation to marijuana in society. To that line of argument, I would only say that while it could be reasonably said that if adults vote to make such policies the norm, so be it, I am unalterably opposed to sending a message of acceptability to the vulnerable and impressionable young people in our schools. Much of normal adolescent emotional development could be described as dysfunctional and aberrant to begin with, so don't make it even easier for that group to ingest substances guaranteed to screw them up even further. Don't you see that society has a major stake in producing the best educated, healthiest, hardest working, and emotionally stable next generation possible? Pot usage undermines and erodes all of that. Trust me.
Trust you? Why should I put my blind faith in something that has been patently proven wrong time and time again? My best educated award goes to former pot smoker Barack Obama. He attended and graduated from Harvard University and went on to run a successful corporation. The United States of America. The healthiest award goes to Michael Phelps with a pile of Olympic gold medals. My hardest working award goes posthumously to Dr. Carl Sagan. He worked for years to make hardcore science interesting and accessible to non-scientists. A nod for the most emotionally stable award goes to New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Take a look at what he's dealt with during his tenure. He should be given medical marijuana to relax on the weekends.
The bad. Arguments from some that say they have smoked pot and still got their degrees. I understand, having a relative that did just that to their credit. That person still became aware and realized that the people they associated with were losers, dead-enders, dealers, marginally criminal, or some combination, and not contributing anything to a successful and fulfilling life. They subsequently cut their associations. Other folks I know are productive and well-adjusted, use pot, but are still somewhat emotionally distant from other non-user family members.
According to whom? Prohibition forces marijuana users into hiding for fear of losing everyone they love and everything they own. Everyone that smokes marijuana is a federal criminal. We should be thankful for you to point this out.
The ugly cheap shots directed at my story from those who castigate as ignorant anyone criticizing pot usage that hasn't actually used it. However, when someone has actual experience but disapproves of pot smoking, they find that a cause for hurling insults.
Your story is based on ignorance and lies. Is it any wonder that people that know the truth are tired of endless drug warrior deceit?
Don't take my word for it. From National Review Online readers, quote, I have worked in the criminal justice system for 20 years, and I could not disagree more with the attitude that since marijuana is not addictive, it should be legal. If marijuana is not addictive, it is certainly very strongly habituating. In the criminal system, the vast majority of crimes stem from the illegal use of drugs and alcohol. It is very common to see marijuana DUIs, and in most cases, the marijuana DUIs involve traffic accidents as opposed to simple traffic stops. Also, at least from my perspective, most addicts start their life in drugs with marijuana and never really give that up, although they do continue to consume other drugs and alcohol as well. And I cannot tell you how many people I have seen come through this system with lives rendered completely useless because they can't quit weed. Addictive? Maybe, maybe not. Damaging? Absolutely. End quote.
Really ratcheting up things on the Anslinger scale, aren't we? Neither this site nor any other major marijuana reform site argues that marijuana does not have the potential to be addicting. The rate of addiction is small compared to other legal drugs, and the physical side effects of stopping use are trivial compared to quitting use of other legal drugs. It is common to see marijuana come up in toxicology reports, as it can take 30 days or more for the drug to be completely removed from the body, unlike more serious drugs like heroin or cocaine. I'm not bothering debunking the gateway theory, as it's been as dead as Julius Caesar since 1999. Lives rendered useless by marijuana? Perhaps from legal complications, but anyone that sits around and smokes marijuana all day is no different than playing video games, gambling, watching TV, or anything else you do to keep from doing what you should be able to do as a functioning adult. Stop blaming marijuana for basic human behavior.
Another wrote, quote, "I'm a felony drug prosecutor in the county just north of Chicago and have prosecuted drug charges for a few years now. The scary part of this debate being raised at this time is that parents are profoundly uninformed about the dangers of today's cannabis because they presume it's the same pot they smoked in their hippie period. THC, the active ingredient in cannabis that gives its users the high, is technically classified as a psychoactive hallucinogenic drug. Thanks to the blessings of capitalism, the incentive to build a better mousetrap, the THC level of today's cannabis is off the charts. The pot that baby boomers used to smoke was about 2.5 to 5% THC. A great deal of the cannabis on the streets is hydroponically grown, making its THC levels in the 30% range. The long-term effects of smoking this kind of concentration would shock many of these parents, and if they truly had their children's best interests in mind, they would never favor decriminalization." End quote.
So what? You simply smoke, vaporize, or eat less of the more potent marijuana. Marijuana prohibition is the cause for this. It's the same reason bootleggers preferred to transport liquor rather than beer during alcohol prohibition. It was more lucrative to ship liquor, as you made more money for the same amount of liquid volume. This is basic economics, and you're trying to turn it into some Tony Montana scary thing. Your Woodstock numbers are low, it's more like 7.5%, and your current numbers are too high, it's more like 7.5 to 23%. And what are the long-term effects that will shock us? They must be really scary, so what are they? Not so much so far, huh? Here's the deal. Come up with facts, not conjecture, or your moral views. Present them in a logical fashion to sway people to your point of view. Problem? You can't. Current science and 10,000 years of anecdotal evidence are against you. And finally, a growing majority of citizens are opening their eyes and realizing they should be against you and the failed war on drugs.
Have you considered medical marijuana? Double-blind, peer-reviewed studies have found cannabinoid therapies to be successful in treating the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, brain cancers, chronic pain, diabetes mellitus, dystonia, fibromyalgia, GI disorders, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, hypertension, incontinence, MRSA, multiple sclerosis, osteoporosis, pruritus, rheumatoid arthritis, sleep apnea, and Tourette's syndrome, as well as anecdotal evidence suggesting relief from anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress, plus reduction in the need for narcotic painkillers. Side effects of medical marijuana can include euphoria, relaxation, anxiety, panic reactions, paranoia, tachycardia, dry eyes, dry mouth, concentration and reaction time impairment, appetite increase, and in 37 states, arrest and incarceration. But medical marijuana is non-toxic and cannot cause overdose. Medical marijuana. It's not for everyone, but ask your doctor if medical marijuana may be right for you.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Our PodSafe music is donated by freedom-loving musicians who support our goal of ending adult marijuana prohibition. Today we bring you Tunes for Electric Tuesday, our segment featuring the best of modern electronic music in the genres of dance, new age, house, and electronica. Brought to you by Sarah Kant Photography and GirlsForGanja.com. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on the Daily Audio Stash, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now, here's some great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
Sometimes the only thing to do for a bad day is spark up and bring your brain back to normal. This track has been an earworm reminding me to do just that since 1999, and I am so pleased to be making it today's tune. In the late 90s, Megan Kramer and her brother Joseph were in a band called Bliss. They had written a song called Breathing in Moscow. Her uncle, Scott Gerst, asked her to sing a few phrases into a laptop's internal microphone and reinterpreted the song, producing it into Remember to Breathe. Scott posted it on mp3.com, and Megan posted it on Usenet. The rest is history for this obscure but fabulous underground track. Currently living in Brooklyn, Megan is a student in the creative writing program at the New School. Her non-musical projects include writing fiction and essays, as well as an audio project called Soundwalk. Recently, in an experimental ambient rock band called Mr. Punch, an artist collective, Close Far, she's working on a solo project and is currently in a band called Listing, a long-distance collaboration with her brother, who now lives in Chicago, and friend Jonathan James, based in their hometown of Springfield, Missouri. Listing plans to finish recording their album by January, with release by spring 2010. On a personal level, Megan Kramer can be found at her Vicious Lilting blog or at Meg Kramer on Twitter. With its minimalist beats and ethereal quality, this is a perfect track to remind yourself of the importance of breathing. During a hard day at the grindstone and toking up afterwards, or simply as a reminder to stop holding it all in and exhale.
And all we can do is remember to
NormalTalk420.com.
Hello, I'm Russ Belville, Outreach Coordinator for Normal. In my job, I read literally hundreds of headlines each month involving nonviolent, productive citizens whose lives are ripped apart by a marijuana or drug arrest. Many citizens could avoid arrest by refusing police searches and remaining silent, but police are well trained to confuse and intimidate. That's why you have a right to speak to an attorney before answering any police questions. I hope you never need to exercise that right, but if you do, make your first call to the law offices of John C. Lucy IV. John Lucy is an accomplished criminal defense attorney with expertise in Oregon's medical marijuana law. John Lucy understands and respects cannabis and drug consumers of all backgrounds. Call John C. Lucy IV at 503-227-6000 or visit in downtown Portland. Address available at law420.com. That's John C. Lucy IV at 503-227-6000 or visit law420.com today.
76% of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers, and nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana. And over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and co-workers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Strop, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
Every Tuesday, we bring you a podcast within a podcast dedicated exclusively to the ground zero of marijuana reform in America, California. Turn over the daily audio stash to your Golden State host, Eric Brenner, and the California Marijuana
You're
Report.
You're listening to the California Marijuana Report. Here's your host, Eric Brenner.
The California Marijuana Report for the week of December 7th, 2009. I'm Eric Brenner. This week, our continuing coverage of medical marijuana under attack in the Southland. An L.A. judge now telling the Associated Press selling marijuana from a dispensary is illegal. And San Francisco libertarian activist Starchild will not do 20 years in prison for a South Dakota marijuana conviction. We have an exclusive interview. And Sativa, something stank on our California marijuana music segment, only on the California Marijuana Report. The judge in Los Angeles says he believes selling marijuana from a dispensary violates state law. Superior Court Judge James Chalfant said Tuesday he's inclined to ban sales by the Eagle Rock Dispensary, Hemp Factory 5, while he hears a lawsuit by the Los Angeles City Attorney who's trying to close it permanently. Quote, I don't believe that a storefront dispensary that sells marijuana is lawful, says Chalfant, who believes state law allows collectives only to grow and distribute pot. Chalfant continued saying, dispensaries can present a host of problems, including, quote, a serious risk of cheating. He noted that an entrepreneur can pay himself $500,000, call it an expense, and declare that his business adheres to the law's requirement that medical marijuana not be sold for profit. Any way you slice it, the judge said, that is the sale of marijuana for profit. Judge Chalfant did not make a formal ruling. He set another hearing for next month. Keep it right here on the California Marijuana Report for continuing updates on this breaking news story, medical marijuana under attack in the Southland.
Talking about a greener rock and roll promenade and dream. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
And now an update on a story we featured here on the California Marijuana Report several months ago. Starchild, the libertarian activist from San Francisco, busted along with a friend for possession of marijuana in the state of South Dakota, facing 20 years the marijuana laws in South Dakota are quite different than California's marijuana laws. Starchild, welcome back to the California Marijuana Report. Tell us, what's the latest with your case?
Thanks, Eric. It's always good to talk with you. I'm having to plead guilty to two misdemeanors, possession of marijuana and misprision, which is something that wasn't even one of the original charges and I'd never heard of before. What it is failure to report a felony. The two felony charges, which were what the 20 years was about, 10 years and $10,000 maximum penalty for each, was for possession of hash, which is considered a controlled substance in South Dakota, even though it's obviously a derivative of marijuana. It's just the concentrated resin of the marijuana plant. And the other one is for possession of morphine, which I still don't know for a fact if that was something I actually had. I mean, I've never taken morphine in my life that I'm aware of, but someone subsequently told me that morphine is found in a number of prescription drugs, and my best guess is that I may have had a pill or something that someone gave me somewhere along the line with me I'd completely forgotten about. But anyway, they dropped those charges.
They offered you this plea deal.
Right.
Of two misdemeanors. You took the deal without having to return to court. Your public defender was able to sign off on everything there for you. Are you happy with this arrangement?
Well, again, relatively speaking, I mean, it's a relief not to have the possibility of significant jail time looming over me. I'm not really happy. I mean, I would have loved to fight it, but, you know, it was largely up to the judge ruling whether or not, you know, he granted our motion that the search was illegal. And if he didn't go along with us on that, I wasn't that confident that, you know, a South Dakota jury was going to be that great for me.
Starchild, word has it you're running again for San Francisco supervisor. Is that true? Can you confirm this right now here on the California Marijuana Report?
In fact, I am. I just took out papers to run again for supervisor in District 8, which is Castro and Noe Valley neighborhoods, roughly, for those of you who may live in SF. And I will be hopefully using that as a platform to get some pro-freedom ideas into the dialogue and speak a bit of truth to power. And
how do you feel about some of the initiatives on the ballot? Are you supporting them?
It's kind of a lesser evil thing. They absolutely don't favor additional taxes and regulations on marijuana. It's totally unnecessary and just the typical government greed. You know, they're really in this economic climate trying to stick people for every last dime that they can get their hands on in order to preserve their overspending and high government salaries. One or more of the initiatives out there gets on the ballot. I'm sure I'll vote for whichever one looks like it would be the most pro-freedom. I think any of them would be an improvement over the status quo of having people in danger of being sent to jail for recreational use of marijuana.
Starchild, thank you so much for joining us today on the California Marijuana Report.
Oh, absolutely, Eric. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for doing the show.
Someday soon I'll come by, riding from behind the hill. I'm gonna have a big...
And now some California marijuana music. This week, Sativa, Something Stank, produced by George Clinton, only on the California Marijuana Report.
Something stink and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Yeah, something stink and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Kick back, relax, out of sight, grief, rhetoric. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 leaves, no C's. The B-O-T-B chronically teaching me how to spell relief. W-E-E-D. Dutches and buds. Oh, I just love it when I fire it up. The gun should be good for tuberculosis and good for the flu. If it's good for your mama, it's good for me. You use something stink and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Uh-huh. Something stink and I want some. Yeah. Something stink and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stank and I want some. Hold your blunts in the air, twist and spit at both ends. Take the rope, don't choke, blow the smoke in the wind. But say a bitch ain't never gave you nothing. Pupils dilate and the windpipes are puffing. Puffing is cold, hydroponic and water grown green.
Don't be so mean.
I be meaning everything I say. Every time I'm blazing up a J, THC be the reason. 12 months straight, be reap the season. I got it going from the farmer in the jail to the 40-pound pail, to the triple beam scale, to the versatile. Can't you tell? Strictly stress, celibate. Don't blaze the shit, I can't fade the smell of it. We be smoking weed, getting key, baking the Mary Jane tasty cakes. Just for the hell of it. Something stinking, I want some. Something stink and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Uh-huh. Something stink and I want some. Yeah. Something stink and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Uh-huh. Something stank and I want some. Yeah, something stank and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stank and I want some.
So come on down,
come on.
We got the folks, so come on down,
come on.
We all with and witty, smoking sticky on some next nigga, please. I'll be gritty to the 50, come and get me. We got the folks, so come on down,
come on.
We got some motion for ya. We get the blunder, roll up, hold up, and say to show up. At the bar, drink until we throw up. Ain't got the shown up. We got the shit to make you go nuts. The buku bucks. Hoes, I mac like truck. Jews, I truck. Putting my middle finger up at all you punk sucker ducks. What? I'm on down. Come on.
Something stinking, I want some.
Yeah.
Something stinking, I want some.
Uh-huh.
Something smell like a skunk, and I want some. Something stank and I want some. Uh-huh. Something stank and I want some. Yeah. Something stank and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stank and I want some. Hold your blunts in the air, twist and spit at both ends. Take the coke, don't choke, blow the smoke in the wind. But say a bitch ain't never gave you nothing. People dilate and the windpipes are puffing. Puffing is cold, hydroponic and water grown green.
Don't be so mean.
I be meaning everything I say. Every time I'm blazing up a J, THC be the reason. 12 months straight, be reap the season. I got it going from the farmer in the jail to the 40-pound pill to the triple beam pill to the versatile. Can't you tell? Strictly stress, celibate. Don't blaze the shit, I can't fade the smell of it. We be smoking weed, getting key, baking the Mary Jane tasty cakes. Just for the hell of it. Something stinking, I want some. Something stink and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Uh-huh. Something stink and I want some. Yeah. Something stink and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Something stink and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stink and I want some.
Huffin', puffin', choking, choker, vicky, sticky, stinky.
Something stinking, I want some. Something stinking, I want some. Something smell like a skunk, and I want some. Something stinking, I want some. Uh-huh. Something stinking, I want some. Yeah. Something stinking, I want some. Something smell like a skunk, and I want some. Something stinking, I want some.
Supperful, pack a pipe. Twist the blunt, roll it like
a joint.
Something
smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stank and I want some. Uh-huh. Something stank and I want some. Yeah. Something stank and I want some. Something smell like a skunk and I want some. Something stank and I want some.
Somebody's holding it and they hold it out.
Something smell like a skunk and I want some.
Please join our group on Facebook. I'm Eric Brenner for the California Marijuana Report.
Thank you for downloading the Normal Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. We are produced by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. Our executive producer is Alan St. Pierre. Our deputy director is Paul Armentano. Our webmaster is Brian Judy. And web production is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. As always, you can catch up on the latest information about marijuana at www.norml.org. And you can interact and download from our Audio Stash blog at stash.normal.org. For everyone here at Normal, I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville, hoping all your harvests are bountiful and your encounters with law enforcement are non-existent. We leave you today with the reminder that the schedule for the Daily Audio Stash over the holidays will be slightly altered. On Thursday and Friday, December 24th and 25th, there will be no Daily Audio Stash. I'll be enjoying the Christmas holidays in my home state of Idaho. So long as I don't get arrested for having metabolites in my system. And on the Thursday and Friday of New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, I also won't produce a Daily Audio Stash, again, just so I can celebrate the holidays with friends and family. However, on Thursday, December 31st, we are having a special 3-hour live combination Daily Audio Stash / Normal Show Live from midnight Eastern to midnight Pacific. That's 9 to midnight Pacific time, on New Year's Eve to celebrate with everyone across the country. So tune in then to get your fix of the stash, which, by the way, will be our 420th show since I've taken over. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.